is Michael Bozy. Welcome to the podcast, Marketing Without the Marketing, where I try to teach you everything I know about content marketing 10 minutes at a time. That's what this podcast is about. Hope that you've gotten a lot out of it so far. All right, let's start off with today's topic. You know, one of the things that's tough about my business and what I do is that I think people don't quite have a sense of what content strategy or content marketing is. They tend to think it's just about social media. And of course, given that there's 1.5 billion people on Facebook, you're probably on Facebook too, and you think, oh, it's just social media. I know how to do social media. I'm on Facebook. But of course, you know, there's a lot more nuance to building an audience and using it for your business. And look, I don't need you to know that just, you know, so that you know what I do. It's that I see people making bad business decisions because of this. And that's what I'd like to fix with this episode. Now, here's how this looks. What you'll hear with folks who are running a business, they'll say, look, I don't have time to do social media. They don't think very much of it or whatever. But they think enough of it that they want to do a little bit of it. And so the quick fix that's cheap, quick to implement and all that is, oh, I'll just hire some college kid to post stuff for me. I'll hire my niece. I'll hire whomever, just some kid that I can, you know, not pay very much, and they'll just post stuff to social media for me. Now, look, I got nothing against college kids, right? There's definitely some smart folks who know the ins and outs of posting the social channels. That's fine. But when you're running a business, there's a huge difference between someone who's savvy with how to post to social media and a professional marketer. Content marketing is a professional discipline. It requires strategic planning and a carefully constructed set of tactics in order to have any success with it. Just because everyone knows how to post to Facebook doesn't mean that you're going to get the results. You need a strategy. And that requires building your plan around clearly articulated business goals that only you can come up with, and then direct that, setting metrics, then of course measuring your success against those metrics. Now, if you're a small business or a small business owner, you know, content marketing, social media, this is the voice of your business. This is incredibly important to you and your brand. It's your voice. Are you really going to hand that over to someone who's not a professional brand manager? I mean, this person will be speaking as you. Think of how important that is. To me, that had better be someone who's up to the task, right? Someone who really you can trust with such a heavy responsibility. And I know in running my own business, now, of course, I know about all this stuff. This is the stuff that I teach and whatever. But even I have had trouble hiring because I know how important it is and how important it is to get the nuances right. Now, look, I'm not saying that you can't get help with this. Sometimes you can offload some of the operational tasks, such as deployment, you know, to a junior member of your staff, or you can hire it out or whatever. And, you know, this, in fact, is actually one of my favorite ways to work with clients, where I drive the strategy and do the writing. Those are the fun parts for me, the strategy and writing. And then maybe I'll get assigned a junior staffer by the client to actually execute the plan. So they'll do the deployment and all that. So that way, you know, the high level stuff like the writing, like the strategy, you know, that might be more expensive for the client to pay me, but then we can get someone who's lower level staff, who's a little cheaper as a resource, and that person can do the deployment, and it just makes the whole thing work pretty good. So I like that. Now, here's the way that this works. You know, everything, even if I'm working with a junior staffer, everything's done under my guidance. It's generally my strategy in working with the business owner or the head of the marketing department. You know, we want to make sure that that strategy is set, and we know what we're trying to achieve, and everything that we're doing is working towards those goals. But if I've got a junior staffer in tow, this is the cool thing. That person is going to be actually, you know, maybe launching blog posts that I, you know, that I write and load into WordPress, say, or queuing a social stream, loading things into Buffer or Hootsuite or whatever. Fine. The cool thing is that this person is actually getting some training too, because basically we're doing this together, and, you know, I'm sort of imparting some knowledge and the techniques and even some of the strategy so that, so that now you have someone on staff who knows how this is done. So it's investing in your current resources, which is fun. And, you know, for me, the fun part is I can stick to those higher level tasks, creating content, the strategic planning. That stuff is fun for me. It's a lot more interesting. But, you know, it's better for the client because they're not overpaying for me to execute more basic tasks. So this is cool. They get sort of an investment in something that's repeatable, and they're getting the best parts of me, and, you know, their staff is learning. It's really, really good. So, hey, look, if you're going to do this, there's a few things that you should remember. First of all, the strategy part, that's going to be up to you. If you're a small business owner, that you can't offload it. It's your business, right? You can't have the tail wagging the dog. Content marketing is a means to an end, and if it's not delivering results, it's not worth anything. So you got to have a strategy. And of course, as I always say, you're going to want to start that strategy with your goals. What is it that you hope to achieve in the next 3 months, the next 6 months, the next year? And if you're going through such an exercise, try to narrow it down to one or two goals where a content strategy can help. So just pick one or two. You don't have to try to attack all of them. This stuff takes time to get going, so just pick one or two. That's fine. And then, you know, make sure that whoever you have working with you, whether it's someone like me or a more traditional social media manager, make sure that those people, that person, fully understands your plan and what you're trying to go for. Now, also, it's up to you to construct a plan, right? Don't just start posting. Don't start tactics before the strategy. I did an episode on that previously, a couple months ago. You know, you got to have a good strategy before you start moving forward with tactics. And it's one of the biggest mistakes that I see small businesses make. Without a plan, just like anything in business, it's very unlikely you're going to get the desired result. And here's the thing, if you're not measuring it, even if you do get a result, how will you know that it was successful? So how will you know when it's time to actually hire some help? I mean, it's a big decision to hire someone. So you want to make sure that you and your business are ready for this step. And like I said, I've kind of, you know, in my own business, I feel like I'm probably ready for this, but for some reason I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. Most everything that I'm doing is myself with the occasional help on the side. So I've not jumped full into an actual hire, but I probably should. But here's the thing. When you do hire, you're going to want to be accountable to this person too. If you hire a social media manager or someone to help with your content strategy, and you've got them constantly waiting for you to either finish the piece or write the social cue or, approve the content, I mean, that's not going to work. That's a waste of time for you, certainly. It's not going to be that engaging for, you know, for your social media manager. You know, just start, releasing the reins a little bit so that maybe this person actually creates the first drafts for approval, or, you know, you assign the writing to someone else, or you hire some outside help. Whatever you do, just make sure that it's not you who's holding this up. And the other thing with that, if you're going to start to release the reins a little bit, I mean, you know, you're the expert in your market, so make sure anyone who's speaking for your brand understands everything about your target audience. You know, what's your brand voice? What's the tone? What's the tempo of it? I mean, every single audience, every sector has a, you know, its own unique language. And that context matters. And that should be in all of your content. You don't want to hit the wrong note here because you've offloaded some of this. I mean, that could make you be, remember, it's speaking as you. That could make you come across as an imposter. And you can't have that. Now, here's the thing. Big thing to get across is that social media is really bi-directional when it's at its best. That means that you're going to end up having customers or potential customers talking back to you. So can you or your hire handle this? You need a plan, right? Social's a little different. People are going to expect a response a lot quicker. Are you ready for that? Can you deputize either your social media manager or whomever is helping you with this? Can you deputize them to respond right away. I mean, generally think if it's on Twitter, people are expecting to hear back right away. If it's on email, you got maybe 24 hours. You don't want the wrong message going out, but also you don't want to keep them hanging as well. That's almost as bad as hitting the wrong note because it says something about your business. So you might think about, you know, implementing an approval system, for instance, so that your hire understands, oh, I can respond to it if it's up to a certain level, but then if it's a little more complex or something that really you need to attend to, then he or she's going to hand that over to you. Now, you're also, of course, going to want to measure the results, and this is where someone who, you know, a hire can help you with this. I mean, look, this is important to any content marketing plan. You got to measure your results and you got to come up with a system for recording your results, whether it's good or bad. You need to know about this so that you can adjust. And these interactions with your audience, they're going to tell you a lot. Having data on it's going to help you plan your next move. And all of this stuff is good activity for a lower tier position because, you know, he or she may not be able to do the analysis, but collecting the data, all this stuff about measurement, I mean, this is great experience for someone who is sort of, like I said, lower tier position to get a sense of, hey, look, this stuff is important and to collect the stuff that you actually need to inform better business decisions. And the last thing that I would say is, you know, when you enter into content marketing, it's extremely dynamic. It just changes all the time. And you don't know what you're going to get week to week. So what happened with your last blog post, your last email campaign? You've got to know so that you can keep making adjustments until you get the tone, the language, the message, the timing, the frequency. You need to get all of those right. And you got to learn your way through this. You won't really know until you start interacting with an audience. And I've seen way too many plans sort of get stuck, you know, in sort of the same iteration, producing, oh, here's the same blog post every week, or here's the same Twitter feed all the time, or here's the same thing I post always on LinkedIn. Sometimes it's super obvious that that progress is stalled, but sometimes when you're hip deep in it, you won't actually see it yourself. So try new things, measure the results, and keep iterating. And again, that's going to be up to you. That's strategic. You can't offload that to a lower tier position. So you can see there's a lot to content marketing. And, you know, unless you've hired someone to be sort of a professional marketer who can think strategically, it's on you. You got to do this. And I know it can be overwhelming to small teams. I mean, I get that. So if you need to hire, then great, do that. But just make sure that whoever you hire, you know, they're going to treat this as a professional endeavor. I mean, even if it's that college kid, you know, and he or she's going to learn his way through it. Don't expect someone with no experience to be able to think strategically. That's going to be on you. And when you think about it, communicating with your audience, your current and potential customers, it really is the most important activity of your business. And this is why I'm constantly talking about content strategy as such an important thing, because content is the means by which you connect. It's critically important. So don't offload that. That's got to be you. It's going to feel to your audience like it's you speaking, so it may as well be you. Okay, so I'll leave it there. If you need further help with this, then please have a look at my site. I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this, you know, one of the potential outcomes is for you to actually hire me or consider it. That's not why I posted this. I mean, I'd be happy to consider that, but really my goal here is just to help you sort of see the issues here. And if you need to hire somebody to help you, then great. And if not, just to realize, hey, look, this stuff, you know, there's a lot of nuance here and, you know, you should learn your way through it. And you can, I think anyone can learn this. And that's the whole point of me doing this podcast is try to teach you this stuff for free. And of course, it's only going to give you general help. I mean, you're going to have to apply it to your own brand and your own business. But I do sincerely hope that it helps you. And if you like what you hear, then what you can do for me is to leave me a rating or review in iTunes. Man, you don't even know how big a difference that makes to help other people find the podcast. So I'd really appreciate that. Anyway, went on a little longer than I thought I would, but I hope it was valuable, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks.